Hi, I'm Summer with your World News Report for Thursday, November 6, 2025. U.S. National Focus. As the sun sets across this great land, America stands at another crossroads in history. The heart of our republic still beats strong, yet the pulse quickens as political battles, moral decay, and spiritual confusion test the endurance of a nation founded under God. This week in Washington, the struggle over America's direction has never been clearer. Lawmakers returned from recess facing the same deep divisions that have paralyzed Congress for months. Budgets delayed, border policies stalled, and an ever-growing federal bureaucracy remind the public that accountability remains elusive. While some in the Capitol argue over ideology, the American people, men and women of faith, carry the true burden of leadership in their homes, churches, and communities. The economy continues to reflect both promise and peril. Unemployment remains near record lows, yet inflation's shadow still stretches over working families. Groceries, fuel, and housing costs have stabilized somewhat, but the pain of the last 2 years lingers. Economists may call it market correction, Main Street calls it survival. Till resilience defines the American worker. Small business owners from coast to coast testify that despite taxes, regulations, and labor shortages, they press forward because quitting is not in the American vocabulary. Wall Street analysts whisper of uncertainty, but many Christian business leaders are pointing back to the basics: stewardship, integrity, and trust in God's provision. Across the Midwest, factory managers begin morning shifts with prayer. In southern towns, shopkeepers post Bible verses in storefront windows. The answer to economic hardship is not more government spending, it's moral restoration. The moral debate continues to dominate the national scene. Courtrooms, classrooms, and corporate boardrooms are all arenas where truth and deception wrestle daily. The battle over gender ideology intensifies, as states like Texas and Florida affirm biological reality while others plunge deeper into confusion. Families across America have drawn a clear line. God created male and female, and no decree of man can erase divine design. School boards across red state America are restoring sanity to education, rejecting graphic sexual materials, and reinstating patriotism in curricula. Parental rights are being reasserted, and millions of mothers and fathers are finally saying, "Enough!" Meanwhile, the debate over life continues to expose the moral divide between those who cherish unborn children and those who treat them as disposable. Several states are moving to enshrine protection for life from conception, while others continue expanding late-term procedures under euphemisms like reproductive freedom. Yet the tide of public sentiment is shifting. Crisis pregnancy centers report higher volunteer turnout and record donations. Churches are offering counseling and adoption support, replacing despair with hope. The sanctity of life will prevail because it is rooted in eternal truth. In the judiciary, key rulings have underscored the ongoing tension between faith and secular power. Courts have heard cases on religious expression in schools, prayer at public events, and conscience protections for Christian business owners. While outcomes vary, one truth remains. The First Amendment does not grant permission from government, it recognizes the rights given by God Himself. America's founders understood that liberty could not exist without morality, and morality could not exist without faith. National security has also returned to the forefront. From the southern border to cyber defense, threats are both physical and digital. Border patrol agents warn that drug cartels and traffickers are exploiting weak policy enforcement. Millions of illegal crossings over the past 2 years have overwhelmed communities nationwide. Yet the message from the heartland is firm. America welcomes the lawful immigrant who seeks freedom, not those who exploit chaos. Sovereignty is not hatred, it is stewardship. Without borders, there is no nation. Without law, there is no liberty. Across the military, morale remains mixed. Service members continue to serve with valor, but recruitment shortfalls persist. Some blame a generation distracted by screens. Others blame political indoctrination within the ranks. But deeper still, America must restore purpose to service, reminding young men and women that the defense of freedom is sacred duty, not bureaucratic obligation. Chaplains are once again becoming essential voices on bases, offering prayer, counseling, and the gospel to those who bear arms in our defense. Culturally, the clash between biblical truth and secular relativism intensifies. Hollywood releases fewer family-friendly films, while streaming platforms saturate homes with messages contrary to Christian ethics. Yet, a quiet revival is brewing in independent media. Faith-based filmmakers, Christian musicians, and podcasters are producing content that uplifts rather than corrupts. Their audience is growing because truth still resonates with the human heart. The national conversation about crime and justice continues as well. Cities that defunded police now plead for order. Homicide rates are falling where officers are empowered and accountability restored, proving that the path to peace runs through law, not leniency. Rural America, long mocked by elites, stands as the model. Respect authority, uphold the law, and crime collapses. In education, parents continue to reclaim influence. Homeschool enrollment remains at record highs, as families flee systems that substitute ideology for literacy. The Christian academies across the South and Midwest report waiting lists, reflecting a generation of parents who have decided that truth matters more than convenience. This movement represents a quiet revolution, the kind that reshapes nations from within. On the political stage, the presidential campaign season looms large. Candidates crisscross the nation delivering speeches filled with familiar promises, but voters are more discerning than ever. Many are demanding not rhetoric but results: strong borders, sound money, secure energy, and spiritual revival. Among evangelical voters, enthusiasm remains high for leaders who defend Israel, uphold the Constitution, and reject globalist overreach. Polls may shift, but the heartbeat of patriotic believers stays steady: God first, family second, country always. The debate over energy independence is again heating up. Rising global tensions have proven the folly of outsourcing American power. The push for so-called green transition has slowed as utilities confront reliability failures. Texas and Oklahoma continue leading the charge for domestic oil and gas production, while new nuclear technologies re-enter discussion. America cannot remain free if she depends on foreign energy. From coal miners in Appalachia to rig workers in West Texas, the call rings clear: unleash American resources under responsible stewardship and prosperity will follow. Meanwhile, the federal deficit continues to climb, now surpassing levels unseen since wartime. Economists warn of consequences, yet Congress spends as though tomorrow will never come. Proverbs 22 verse 7 reminds us that the borrower is servant to the lender. It is time for America to reclaim financial discipline and reject the seductive lie that debt equals strength. On the social front, churches across the nation are awakening. Revival meetings are breaking out spontaneously, in high school gyms, on college campuses, and at street corners. Prayer gatherings in places like Kentucky, Tennessee, and Texas draw thousands. A new generation of believers is rejecting the cynicism of secularism and rediscovering authentic faith. The message is simple but revolutionary: Jesus is still the answer. Across the heartland, community resilience is the defining story. Families are homeschooling, planting gardens, forming neighborhood watch groups, and caring for the elderly. In many small towns, Sunday mornings once again fill pews. What the media calls flyover country is, in truth, the spiritual engine of the republic. While political elites bicker, the faithful quietly preserve the nation's moral foundation. Foreign policy continues to test America's resolve. Our alliances remain vital, but many citizens question the endless cycle of foreign aid and military entanglements that yield little accountability. The prevailing sentiment among constitutional conservatives is clear: defend our friends, especially Israel, but end the era of blank checks for adversaries. Strength through principle, not compromise, will restore respect on the world stage. Amid all this turmoil, the prophetic dimension cannot be ignored. The signs of the times are evident. Wars and rumors of wars, economic upheaval, moral confusion, and technological acceleration. Yet Scripture tells us not to fear, but to stand firm. America's role in the last days may well hinge on whether her people honor Israel, uphold truth, and refuse to bow to the spirit of the age. As America watches and prays, the eyes of the world remain fixed upon the Middle East, the ancient crossroads where prophecy, politics, and power converge. No region on earth bears greater spiritual significance, and no nation stands more central to God's unfolding plan than Israel. In Jerusalem tonight, the atmosphere is tense but determined. Security alerts continue as Israel faces daily threats from Iran-backed militias in Lebanon, Syria, and Gaza. The Israeli Defense Forces remain on high readiness along every border. Yet beneath the hum of military vigilance, life in the land still blossoms. Markets overflow with produce, synagogues fill with prayer, and construction cranes silhouette the skyline, testimony that God's promise endures. He has restored his people to their land, and they will not be uprooted again. Prime ministerial leaders reaffirmed this week that Israel will never bow to international pressure demanding territorial concessions. They reminded the world that peace without security is no peace at all, and that Israel's covenant boundaries were set not by politicians but by the Almighty Himself. From the Golan Heights to the Negev, Israelis stand united in the belief that defending the homeland is both duty and divine assignment. Iran continues to rattle its saber. Satellite imagery confirms expanded activity at several nuclear facilities, prompting new defensive coordination between Israel, the United States, and select Gulf allies. While diplomats exchange statements, Israeli pilots train tirelessly, determined that deterrence will not fail. In the shadows of these preparations, Scripture whispers its own commentary. Ezekiel's vision of a northern confederation rising against the mountains of Israel edges closer to plausibility. Prophecy is not panic, it is perspective. Across the broader region, shifting alliances define the hour. Saudi Arabia and Egypt walk a delicate line, wary of Iranian aggression yet cautious of appearing too close to Jerusalem. But the trend is unmistakable. Nations that once refused to utter Israel's name now speak of cooperation, trade, and shared defense. That is not coincidence. That is providence moving through geopolitics. When God says He will make Israel a light to the nations, even skeptics eventually see the glow. Europe watches uneasily. Energy shortages and political fragmentation continue to haunt the continent. The European Union's internal rifts over migration, border control, and debt relief have exposed the limits of bureaucracy without faith. From Paris to Berlin, populist movements gain traction by appealing to sovereignty and tradition. Many analysts dismiss them as reactionary, but believers discern something deeper, a yearning for identity in a continent that long ago tried to exile its creator. Without repentance, Europe will remain rich in cathedrals and poor in conviction. In Eastern Europe, the long war between Russia and Ukraine grinds on. Both sides claim progress, both sides bear pain. For believers, the moral calculus remains sobering. Civilians suffer, economies collapse, and global markets shudder. Yet through the devastation, underground churches thrive, proof that persecution cannot silence praise. Russian believers continue meeting in homes, whispering hymns once sung aloud. Ukrainian congregations rebuild sanctuaries beside rubble. The gospel endures where governments fail. Asia, meanwhile, accelerates its technological and military race. China's leadership deepens alliances through trade and surveillance networks stretching from the Pacific to Africa. Its Belt and Road Initiative now touches nearly every developing nation, offering loans wrapped in dependency. Beijing's ambitions reach even into space, with new orbital projects designed to secure digital dominance. Yet beneath this facade of power lies spiritual emptiness. Where freedom is absent, revival often begins. House churches in China continue multiplying, undeterred by raids and imprisonment. Tens of millions worship in secret, proclaiming that Christ, not communism, reigns supreme. In North Korea, satellite evidence suggests renewed missile testing near the Sea of Japan. The regime tightens control, yet underground Christian networks remain remarkably resilient. Defectors tell stories of whispered scripture under candlelight, of smuggled Bibles treasured more than gold. Persecuted church there reminds us that endurance is the truest measure of faith. Turning southward, Africa faces simultaneous crises and awakenings. From Nigeria to Sudan, radical Islamist insurgencies target believers, burning churches and villages. Yet revival spreads faster than fear. In Kenya, Uganda, and Ghana, outdoor crusades draw thousands nightly. Evangelists preach reconciliation, and entire communities renounce tribal violence. Contrast could not be sharper, darkness advancing and light advancing faster. In the Americas, tensions ripple beyond U.S. borders. Latin America wrestles with economic turmoil, corruption, and the migration wave moving northward. Many of these migrants carry Bibles and broken hearts, seeking both livelihood and liberty. For American believers, compassion must be balanced with caution. Help the needy, secure the nation, and never confuse mercy with lawlessness. South America's political pendulum continues swinging between socialism and reform. In Venezuela, protests reignited after new currency devaluations. In Brazil, evangelicals now form the largest voting bloc, reshaping national debates on morality and freedom. From Buenos Aires to Bogota, a generation once seduced by Marxist promises is rediscovering biblical capitalism. Work hard, give generously, trust God. Across the Pacific, the balance of power shifts daily. Japan and South Korea strengthen defense ties amid regional instability. Australia expands cooperation with the United States through the AUKUS Pact, ensuring deterrence in the Indo-Pacific. At the same time, tensions simmer over Taiwan, the flashpoint that could ignite global confrontation. Chinese warplanes cross into Taiwanese airspace almost daily, testing international resolve. Should conflict erupt, the repercussions would be worldwide. Economic shock, humanitarian disaster, and a prophetic tremor echoing across Revelation's horizon. Please stay tuned to RevelationRadio.net for the latest news from around the world.